At the end of this week, local energy groups will name one area high school the winner of the Changemakers Challenge. It's a social media contest to award environmental engagement. I was there for the kickoff at Aspen High School, which featured its own teenage changemaker. This is not your typical introduction to an environmentalist. Earlier this month, high school kids filled the Aspen School District Theater to hear from a climate activist. He's 17, suing both the state of Colorado and the U.S. government to act on climate change. He travels the country and the world, speaking at schools, environmental organizations, even the United Nations. And when he takes the stage, he spells out his name, which is long with lots of consonants, and raps about his history and his identity in three languages.
My name is Shateska.
Shateskat Martinez has a clear message about climate change.
It comes down to daily action, and it comes down to being innovative and creative.
And the intersection between environmental issues and social justice.
We see a disproportionate impact on communities of color, Latino communities.
His primary message to the students at Aspen High School is simple. Young people belong at the forefront of social change.
And it's not like superheroes. Like it's young people like us.
Martinez spoke at three high schools in the Roaring Fork Valley earlier this month to kick off the Changemakers Challenge. This social media contest is sponsored by two local organizations that support energy efficiency.
It's all about participation.
Lara Whitley is with the Community Office for Resource Efficiency. She explains that the challenge is pretty simple. It's all done through social media. Students at Aspen, Roaring Fork, or Glenwood Springs High School take photos or videos of any energy-saving action and post it, with the right hashtags, of course. These actions can be anything from turning off the lights to riding your bike to school, and each post earns points. The school with the most points wins a $2,000 scholarship. Teachers and administrators will award that to a graduating student who's going into an environmental or sustainable field.
That could be everything from they're going out to work and they would like to get a certification that'll help them in the field in green energy to going to a four-year university and studying environmental science.
Chloe Bretman is a junior at Aspen High School and a member of the Earth Group. She knows these little actions may not make much of a difference on their own, but says that's not really the point.
I think the cool part of this is that it's a really great chance to foster some really cool habits that have a bigger impact when you look at it on a larger scale.
Bretman was particularly impressed with Martinez's work to show how climate change is a social justice issue. And she says that's something the Aspen High student body should stand behind.
This is a human issue, and this is about how we as a population can come together and combat this.
The Changemakers Challenge is all about small actions from many people. And Aaron Buchan, who's president of the Glenwood Springs High School Impact Club, says kids are excited.
People seemed really into the assembly, and they were really hyped, and we got a bunch of new members in the club because of it.
This buzz over environmental issues is pretty new for Buchan. She's a senior and plans to enroll in the Environmental Law Program at the University of Vermont. She says it's been inspiring to watch Martinez's work.
Seeing him do something that I love, but in his own way, really makes me excited for next year and, like, not as lonely.
And Martinez says that's exactly the point. He's been working with politicians and through the courts for years, but it starts with working together and personal responsibility.
Everybody got a part to play, whether we're doctors or Lyft drivers or journalists or hedge fund managers. We all have a part to play, and it's not about going out and having to change our lives and radically do things differently to be activists. It's just about finding ways to influence, about including that in how we already live our lives.
We're taking back the power and bring it to the people. We stand for justice, fight for freedom till we're treated equal. This is our time, man. We build a legacy.
For Martinez, that means spreading the word through music. And local teenagers are breaking out their bikes and reusable water bottles, finding their own ways to create positive change. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.